WFLA 642 at 970. You know, regardless of your feelings on immigration, you know, whether you are for amnesty or not, businesses in Florida are intent on filling jobs on farms, hotels, and even at high-tech industries. And a lot of time, they push for immigration legislation that would bring in more temporary foreign workers. Joining us right now is Bill Flynn, who's an immigration attorney with Fowler, White, and Boggs. Does the feeling of the state of Florida go against the feeling of the residents of the state of Florida who think that they may be competing with some of these foreigners for these jobs?
Always the question, Ted. And here, seems like the stars are aligning, not only in Florida, but also nationally. The Florida Chamber, the U.S. Chamber are starting to line up to say, not only do we need the lower-skilled workers who might pick the crop, but also the best and the brightest who we're losing. They're going home now after we educate them.
And there are a lot of those that are going home. I mean, the crop pickers, when you're talking about that, mostly those who are coming in illegally across the southern borders. But you've got all of these other people from South America and
Brazil.
From other nations, too, who are coming here getting
educated,
medical degrees, STEM students who are learning all of these things. We teach them. It's a burden on our education system, and then they go back and use their talents elsewhere.
Exactly.
And that's something that really needs to be addressed. I think the major concern is the people who are picking the fields, basically, who have come here illegally, who have sneaked across the border, not who have come on scholarships or anything like that, but have sneaked across the border and are working in the fields and have become apparently an integral part of our economy in the state of Florida because it enables the farmers to pay very, very low wages, right?
Absolutely. And Senator Rubio, who's made a proposal that is interestingly very close to things that President Obama has said a couple of years ago, has a plan for those people earning their way, so to speak, and showing that they've resided here, speak decent English, pay a fine, and so on.
Yeah, they're saying that you have to pay a fine, then you have to go back, right?
Yeah, that I wonder if that's going to stay. That was in Mel Martinez's bill and what we heard 4 or 5 years ago. The going back part may be overcomplicated, but that would be one of the bones of contention, I suppose.
How many illegals do we have in the state of Florida, Bill?
875,000, Ted, by the last estimate I saw.
Now, what will happen, though, on the pay to these people once they become no longer illegal, once they are on the radar? Will the strawberry companies or people that are hiring these illegals now, are they going to have to pay them a higher wage since they are no longer considered illegals?
I think the marketplace will determine that, Jack. I'm not sure that any bill would have any mandate that way. I mean, if it is a minimum wage thing, then the minimum wage has to be paid. But that may be a freedom of contract issue.
Yeah, because I've heard, and I don't know, I don't have any information to back this up, but I've heard that they pay way below minimum wage these people for their picking. In fact, they're not even paid by the hour. They're paid by the
day.
The basket and
the bushel.
What they can pick, you know, whatever it is that they can actually pick.
But the problem is, too, when they don't show up or they're not there, then these farmers have an overabundance of their crop that they can't sell. It spoils. And
yeah, when a bunch of the states, Arizona, then Georgia, then Alabama, put in these draconian immigration laws, a lot of people just fled and the crops weren't picked, was my understanding, in a couple of those states.
Well, it's, as they say, they are jobs that citizens won't take because of the extremely low wages, and that these illegal immigrants that are looking for any way to support themselves will certainly take them. I'm wondering if they're going to have to start paying them higher wages which obviously is going to drive up the cost of fruit and strawberries and everything else.
That may be the case for those that pick crops and stuff like that, but there are other illegals that work in the construction industry that have put a lot of Americans out of work. And
this
is in the framing and all that other stuff that they do
in
construction.
You see them everywhere in neighborhoods. They're working in mowing lawns and all kinds of
tile
stuff
work,
like that.
Doing tile work and stuff that Americans are not getting done. Bill,
keep your eye on organized labor who are not thrilled with the guest worker provisions.
That's what I was thinking.
Make it tougher, more competition.
Bill Flynn, immigration attorney with Fowler White Boggs, thank you so much for joining us this morning on AM Tampa Bay. Bill, always a pleasure.
Okay, Ted, thanks.